Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is Lord.
Glorified.
Let's come to the vessel idol. After the vigil of the feast, I quoted St. Maximus the Confessor, who said that the Nativity of our Lord in the flesh is an event that happens only once. That indeed the Incarnation takes place through the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary. But while the Incarnation in the flesh takes place only once, Christ is to be born in everyone, in and through and by and with the Holy Spirit. Indeed, it is only when our minds and hearts, souls and bodies are open to the Spirit that Christ can be born within us and each of us personally, and we as the Church can therefore reveal the beauty, the glory, the face of the Savior to the world. The question is, how is that face, how is that glory to be revealed to the world? We heard in this morning's Gospel, according to St. Matthew and also from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, how violence is focused upon the Church, upon the believer, upon the Lord himself. Herod seeks to find Christ, not to worship him, but to destroy him. Christ comes into the world, Christ is born, and those with power personified in Herod are fearful, because he who is king of the ages and enters the world is the true king. And yet, how does he enter into the world? Not with power, not with glory, not with armies, not with realms and kingdoms. He enters poor, humble, lowly, born with animals, born in a manger. Indeed, as the Lord himself says later on in his public ministry, foxes and birds have places to live. The foxes have holes, the birds have nests. But the Son of Man, God incarnate, has nowhere to lay his head. And then listening to St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, he, being a zealous Pharisee, a zealous Jew, persecuted the Church. Because again, the Lord himself and his Gospel was a threat to the status quo of Israel. Messiah has come. A new covenant is forged, a new commandment is given to the world, to love in a way no one else has ever loved. The new commandment is given to us to be precise, to be like God, to love as God loves, to love in a self-emptying, self-sacrificial way. Paul, through an extraordinary event, converts. Herod himself could have converted. His heart and mind could have been converted. He had the opportunity to seek out the child Jesus, to glorify him and to worship him. But instead, as the Gospel tells us, he seeks to destroy him. If we are to acquire the Holy Spirit, if indeed Christ is to be born in us, we have to ask ourselves again, how is the face, how is the person of Christ to be revealed in the world? There are many Christians, let us put aside for a moment, non-Christians. There are many who are Christians, or rather perhaps it is more accurate to say, many who pretend to be Christians, who see the face of Christ, the person of Christ, as one who has power and authority of the world. Indeed, this is not a secret even in the Gospels. There were those who were following Christ, hoping that he would assume a messiahship that was rooted in worldly power and dominion. This is not the face of Christ. This is not the person of Christ. So this morning I want to share with you a few lines from St. Isaac the Syrian, bishop of Nineveh in the 7th century. He speaks about, in his mystical treatises, he speaks about the one who is like Christ. And for us, as we celebrate, as we continue to celebrate the Feast of the Incarnation, he outlines for us what it is to be possessed by the Spirit, to be possessed by the love that God has for the world. For we must never forget that the event of incarnation is rooted in what? What is the basis of this feast? And indeed, what is the basis of the economy of salvation?
Love.
The love of God. So let us listen to these few lines of St. Isaac. He asks the question, what is a merciful heart? By the way, this is one of the more popular texts of St. Isaac. What is a merciful heart? It is a heart which burns for all creation, for men and birds and animals and even the demons, and for every creature. So here we have a love that is being described to us, which is seeking to embrace everyone and everything, including the demons. And I'll share with you a little story before I continue, told by Father Alexander Schmemann many years ago. He never quoted the source, so if anyone knows the source, I would greatly appreciate knowing it. He says that there is a character in Russian literature, an elderly woman, who every time she goes to the church, goes before the icon of the Lord and lights a candle, saying absolutely nothing, bowing her head, placing her candle by the icon, and then goes to her place. And then it is later revealed why the woman lights this candle. She lights this candle because she is precisely one who is possessed by God, by God's love. She lights this candle for the conversion of Satan. Can you imagine such an intense, such an all-embracing love? I light this candle for the conversion of the devil. So Saint Isaac continues that the merciful heart seeks to embrace everyone and everything. As he calls everyone and everything to mind and contemplates them, his eyes fill with tears from the great and powerful feeling of compassion that grips the heart, and from long endurance, his heart diminishes and cannot bear to hear or see any injury or any tiny sorrow in the creation. He is describing the Lord himself and those who are truly his disciples. This is why the merciful heart, the one with the merciful heart, constantly offers prayers with tears for the dumb beasts and for the enemies of the truth and for those who hurt him, that they may be protected and show mercy. Likewise, he prays for those creeping creatures through the great compassion which fills his heart immeasurably after the likeness of God. If we are to celebrate this feast in all its joy and light and power and glory, we have to have Christ born within us, as St. Maximus says. But if we are to say that we bear Christ within us, then we have to be in harmony with the gospel which proclaims to everyone and everything the immeasurable, uncontainable love of God, which seeks to make everyone and everything new. If we have Christ born within us by the Holy Spirit, we have to be those who can identify with the words of Saint Isaac, who offers up compassion and prayer for everyone and everything, including those who hate the truth, including the evil one. This is the kind of love we are to possess if we are indeed possessed by the Holy Spirit. The feast beckons us to open the mind and the heart to the Spirit, so that when we gather to proclaim the incarnation of the pre-eternal Word and Son of God, we proclaim this as a people who have emptied ourselves. Just as the Lord empties himself of all glory, we empty ourselves of all pride and arrogance, allowing the Spirit to enter within us so that we can proclaim that Christ is born and that he has come into the world for the life of the world and its salvation. Amen.